probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately. But did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers. This one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
Christian parenting.
Are you? It's Courtney DeFeo here, and we are praying through different topics for our kids every week. And this one's a super special one to me because the word light has always resonated with me. It's always been something that I've studied. And in fact, we're going to talk about my life verse today. But I think it's obviously something for everybody. If Jesus is the light of the world, how do we pray that our kids are marked by light? How do we pray that when they're out in the world, they are shining light in a world that's dark and into dark circumstances? And I know people like this. Have you ever met someone that you're like, God, they just light up a room? There was two people I worked with at my first job out of college, and I was just so drawn to this girl. She was so pleasant and nice and positive. And guys, she never like preached the gospel, but I later found out that she was a Christian. And so the way that she carried herself and the conversations, the smiles, just the day-to-day things, I was drawn to it. And it turns out it was Jesus in her. And that's what we want for our kids, that they will begin to do that and see the need for that in our world. So we're going to pray for that in a moment. First, practically, I would love for y'all to leave a review. If you're enjoying these or you want others to find it, can you go over to Pardon the Mess on wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review and tell people what you're enjoying? And then secondly, I want you guys to be looking out for, we are going to be sending a survey to your email. If you're not signed up for the email list, go on over to Christian Parenting and click on Pardon the Mess. And there's a way to sign up for the emails. And we are going to be sending a survey because I really want to know what has been beneficial to you this year and how I can do it better and meet you where you're at for next year. So do that for me. But back to light, let me read our verse. And then I'm going to tell you a story. That's one of my favorite stories in a long time. You're going to see why. Okay. Matthew 5:14-16. It says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." And that's the goal, right? Not that we're so shining that everyone applauds and promotes us, but people are drawn to this light in our good deeds and the way that we interact in the world and the way our kids do this, that they are ultimately drawn to the ultimate source of light, God, and that they see him in us and want to know more about that. So let me tell you a story. Way back in the day, let me think, my kids are 15, no, they're 14 and 17. I forget. But when they were like 2 and 4, I think that's about the age that they were, we were living in Atlanta. And they were really, the Elf on the Shelf was a big deal. And I was so annoyed with it. I ended up stopping it. And this is no hate on Elf on the Shelf, but I was totally overwhelmed as a mom and thought, you know, they were looking through catalogs, they were seeing stuff on TV, and they just couldn't stop telling me all the things they wanted to get. What are we getting? What are we getting for Christmas? And I thought, you know, why don't we flip the switch? Christmas is about Jesus. So why don't we think about and spend more time focusing on what are we giving and think about other people? And guys, that's so natural for our kids to just really think about themselves. We do it too, but we want to keep reframing their world to really love the Lord. And these are the two greatest commandments, right? We know this. In Matthew 22, it says, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind." Jesus replies to someone when they ask, what is the greatest commandment? He says this, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And then the second is love your neighbor as yourself. So I really was being, just convicted that what does that look like for my little bitty kids? You know, if they can mess up a playroom in 30 seconds, they sure can make someone's day brighter. They can look into the world and see how they can impact others with a smile, with a candy cane, with a sidewalk chalk note to someone, with a hug. There's so many simple and free ways. So I started this thing on my blog. There was like three people reading it, and it was called Light 'Em Up. And it was like, here are some ways you can light up the community with kindness. And it took off, and it's still going around the world today. And I don't want to talk a lot about that, because it sounds self-promoting, but just know the ideas are out there if you want to go looking for them. Just search my name and Light 'Em Up and you'll find them. But I want to tell you a story from that time. So my friend had a little boy named Charlie, and Charlie was turning 10. So he had done Light 'Em Up at Christmas, but he really loved it. So later in that year, he was turning 10 and he said, Mom, I really want to do 10 acts of kindness for my 10th birthday. So she was like, great. She gave him a budget and said, okay, you come up with the list. And I want to talk about number 9. So the 9th thing he wanted to do, he had done all the others, gone to like a pet store and, you know, gave someone a toy or something like that. But the 10th one or 9th one, he wanted to give flowers to somebody. So he bought flowers and he stood outside the grocery store and he was waiting on God to kind of press on his heart who the person would be. So a lady starts walking by and he says, hi, my name is Charlie and I'm doing 10 acts of kindness for my 10th birthday. And I wanted to give you these flowers. And y'all, this woman said no, thank you, and kept walking. Oh my, the mama bear and me would have like tackled her and just tried to like make her take the flowers. But the mom is a much more mature version of me. And she said, you know what, Charlie, that wasn't the one. Let's pray again and ask God to show us who needs these flowers today. So they kind of regrouped, prayed, and he went back out there. And so I just love that about Charlie. So we went back out, he's waiting, he's looking. And then a lady starts heading his way and he says, same thing. Hey, I'm Charlie. I'm celebrating 10 acts of kindness for my 10th birthday. I would love to give you these flowers today. And she is dumbfounded. She's teary. She's like, oh my goodness, thank you. And as they're walking to the car, she starts walking to her car. Charlie and his mom start walking to their car. And the mom's name is Stacy. I was blanking. I'm like, Stacy, that's her name. So Stacy and Charlie are walking to the car and he said, oh mom, look, I only have $3 left for the last one. And she said, it's okay, buddy. We'll figure out how to pay for it. We can do it. And about that time, the lady that got the flowers turns around and starts heading towards them and she's crying. And she said, Charlie, you have no idea. My husband died 2 years ago and I have not received flowers in so long. You have no idea how much I needed this. And she said, I also wanted to just pass you this. And she gave him $20 and said, this is for whatever remaining things you're doing today. Y'all, I get chills every time I tell it, because here's what we need to remember. God is God. He knows the whole plan. He's using people everywhere, every day. And he knew that lady needed those flowers and what it would tell her that Jesus sees her and knows her. He also knew that Charlie needed some money and he had prodded her or nudged her to give Charlie the money. And so I just want to remind you that the Holy Spirit is not working in people 18 and up. He is, if your kids have accepted Christ, the Holy Spirit is in them and can do things through these acts of kindness. It is just showing them practically how to do good deeds, how to see other people, how to love their neighbor, and it will change lives. And they can do this. And so I pray today, as we think about our kids, that we will be listening and open to their ideas when they want to do something for somebody else that seems a little off. Let's just be willing to go for it and just remember Charlie as we're doing that, because God could have the whole thing lined up and he's using your child to shine the light of God in the world around them. So man, I love Charlie. It gives me chills every time, but let's pray for our kids and this idea of light. Lord, man, I thank you for kids like Charlie, that they are just listening to you, that they are focused on others, that they are going into the Christmas season, thinking about what they can give and how to honor you through a time when you were born. And we should be celebrating you most of all. And Lord, I pray for each of the kids represented on this call. They are not bad kids if they're thinking about their Christmas list and what they're wanting to get. I just pray that you would nudge something in them to remember what the big picture is about and what you would have us do with our daily lives and our resources, that they would remember what you say is better to give than receive, and they would feel that in their bones, into their soul, that they know, gosh, you're right. When I'm thinking about other people, when I'm putting other people first, when I'm responding to you, Holy Spirit, and obeying, that it just feels like I'm in my lane. Lord, you are the light of the world. Thank you for bringing your son to us in this season. Thank you for his sacrifice for dying on the cross for our sins. We thank you for that. Lord, we pray that this time of the year that we will slow down enough that our kids will realize what it really is all about. I pray that you will lay on the hearts of each kid represented on this call, even in Larson and Ella this week. Lord, put someone or a neighbor or a friend from school or someone in need, put something on their hearts that is others focused, and that they will have the courage to step out in what you're telling them to do and really just show up in a very practical way, that we would do good deeds, Lord, to glorify you. And Lord, I pray for people like me that want credit, that I will continually remember that it's not about the praise. It's not about the things that all these kids and me and my family would remember, that these good deeds aren't for us to get the spotlight. Lord, we want people to feel you through any little act of kindness and any little moment that we shine your light, that it's because you are in us, and that we would always, always give God the glory for anything good in our lives. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that we get to be a part of what you're doing in the world. There's nothing more contagious or exciting to know that you are using meager people like me, and that you are doing miraculous things every day. Lord, I pray that we would open our eyes every morning during the Christmas season and ask us to see the people around us, that we would see the people that are working insane hours in the mall and in stores, security guards, people in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, that we would just open our eyes to see people as you would, and that we would pause to notice and thank people that hardly ever get thanked. Lord, I pray for our garbage men and women, our postal service, our bus drivers, all the people that make life happen around us, that we would just have a moment, even our volunteers, our pastors, our principals, that we would take this season and all year really to just have a moment as a family and be very intentional with who we're thanking. Lord, can you do some miraculous things? I just want to pray for miracles this Christmas season through our kids. Would you just do some miracles in their own hearts? If they are in a season of super selfishness and just they can only see their world, that you would use something like Light Them Up or an act of kindness to really shake them out of a season where they can only see dark, where they can only feel darkness around them, that little by little they would see light and realize that you are what they need for their soul. Lord, thank you for this podcast. Thank you for the kids and the families that are just committed to you and honoring you with their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.